you looking for someone to handle your residential or commercial upholstery project? Look no further. Joe Ellis Upholstery and Ellis Fabrics has got you covered. Located on West McNally Road in Bentonville, they are a one-stop shop for custom upholstery and upholstery home decor fabric. If you're looking for fabric, Ellis Fabrics carries a large variety of in-stock and special order fabrics and provides design help and one-on-one customer service. Stop by Joe Ellis Upholstery and Ellis Fabrics today in Bentonville or online at joeellisupholstery.com and on Facebook.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Good morning, everyone!
Good morning!
Wake up!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Good morning.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
It's a brand new day. Oh, ain't no crowd singing over me. Something doesn't feel the same. Oh, the rest of my life gonna start today. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Northwest Arkansas. Happy Friday.
We also try to stick to the four main food groups.
There we go.
Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
That was an accident, but I played it out because it made
why
sense.
Not?
You know,
why
it
not?
Is Friday. Anything it can happen is. On Friday. Good morning to you. Thanks for being a part of the show. We got a lot planned for you today, including a special guest joining us later this morning.
Oh, yeah. So. Okay.
Yeah. Going right into our trending thread. What do you do? We are 1 week away from Christmas. 1 week. What do you do when you basically show your significant other what you want for the holidays and they still don't buy it for you? Within reason, like if it's something that is unaffordable or something that they can't get, that's one thing. But you knowing that they can get it for you, you show them. They don't get it. What's the deal? What do you do?
So you're asking, what is your reaction?
No.
What are you asking?
What do you do when you basically show your significant other what you want and they don't get it for you? It could be a reaction, or it could be I go out and buy the gift myself.
Oh.
I get up, you know, I have a talking to with them. I throw the gift they got me in their face. I mean, anything. It can be anything. What do you do?
Okay.
What do you do? Are you one that tells Will exactly what you want?
Yeah, I've never had this happen.
Oh, because he listens? He's a good little boy?
He's good, but I usually don't want anything.
Oh.
Or like, I'm going to go shopping. Like, I'm not very exciting when it comes to that stuff.
He probably loves that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. I don't have to shop for her. Thank God.
Yeah, there because we don't exchange Christmas gifts. We haven't.
Because you're Jewish or?
No, we
Hanukkah?
Didn't for the longest time. But since we've had kids, we started to do like little stocking stuffers for each other. That kind of thing. But you had a friend who like was his good buddy back in Chicago. And they came home one day and he's like, babe, tell him. And he said his friend said, no way, man. There's no way that Marcy's not wanting a gift. So you better watch out. And so he said, no, tell him. And I said, no, I do not want a gift. I'm good. I'll buy what I want or need. It's not like taking the romantic part out of Christmas. We've been together for so long. We've already provided each other with what we need.
So do the Cartman thing, but say, I buy what I want.
I buy what I want.
That's awesome. Oh, that's so great. I'd be like, no, she wants a gift. Tell her, babe. Tell him, babe. Tell him.
I buy what I want.
See, told you. She's the coolest girl ever.
What about you? Because I feel like you're in a similar position.
Ashton, yeah, she doesn't really care. I mean, she would like a gift, I'm sure.
But
and
you.
I got her a gift. Oh, me. I don't need anything.
Yeah, you don't ask for anything from
anybody.
And
if I get something, thank you, that's cool. But
yeah.
I'm the type of person that if I want it, I get it.
You already have it, yeah.
So I'm hard to buy for, but
we'll have to channel our childhoods, maybe.
All right, let us know, 303-2083, Facebook and Instagram. We got a special guest coming in. We got 80s at 8, 90s at 9. Free Movie Friday. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a busy morning, so let's get to it. It's Brock and Marcy, Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the morning on Star 101.5, Friday edition of the show. We're asking you on our trending thread, what do you do when you basically show your significant other what you want for the holidays and they still don't buy it for you. Brian says, return it and buy what I showed them that I wanted. So you basically end up with the gift that you wanted. Kathy says, how do you seal Christmas card envelope when mailing this year? Wait, that was just a question.
Oh.
It had nothing to do with anything. But that is a good question. How do you seal a Christmas card envelope that you're mailing this year? Because
that goes with people yesterday's.
People don't want you to do it with your tongue.
Just take do like a Q-tip.
A Q-tip? Don't they have those things you can buy that's watery?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just slide it over.
Yeah.
And then Candace says, buy it myself on sale in January.
Yeah.
Great answer. Point. Just buy it in January when it's on sale. Let us know. All right, let's get right to what the heck, because I got some good stories, including this couple. This is not a bad idea, actually. A couple in Illinois weren't satisfied with takeout, so they turned the back of their van into a mini dining room. When they want to go out to eat, they just park the van in front of the restaurant and open up the back where they have built a table.
You can get the takeout and you bring it home.
Oh, nice.
There's no spirit in that. The next day, we went and we bought this little table at Menards and put some folding chairs and a carpet in there.
Total investment under $100. So now it's not just food, it's a mission. And I certainly know how it feels to be a Kardashian now. So.
I just snorted.
Just snorted. Wow.
They're the cutest little couple.
That was a great snort.
That was funny.
Hey, what do you think the most popular tree topper this year is?
We talked about this. It's not an angel?
No. This is different. This year. Just this year.
I don't know. I give up.
It is a...
luminous being, Sobe. Not this crude matcher.
Baby Yoda doll.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
That is interesting. A very disturbed woman on a street in Florida used a stick to beat on a car sitting at a stoplight. You can listen to the exchange here.
No way!
She's hitting on the car. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, this is funny. A video of a Denny's waitress quitting in the middle of a shift is making the rounds online. Have you seen this? Two guys walked in while filming her and claimed they didn't have to wear a mask because of her religious exemption, which is not true, by the way. And she finally had enough of it. Here's what she said.
You're required to wear a mask to enter a restaurant.
It's under the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that we have an exemption, religious exemption.
I quit.
Ma'am, we're not
Roger,
sick.
I'm not working for the anymore. These guys won't put their mask on. I'm sick of feeling like this.
Why are you discriminating against us, ma'am?
I'm not discriminating against you.
Don't believe everything the media tells you, okay?
Yeah, yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
Whoa.
Just wear a mask.
I mean, I sort of don't blame her for being upset.
How hard is it? Just put on your mask, guy. All right, what do you got?
Oh, boy. This is creepy. A Japanese designer dreamed up a disguise of nightmarish origins. It's a three-dimensional replica of another person's face. So they're 3D printed
masks. I've seen this.
Have you actually seen a mask?
Just a picture, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's not meant for coronavirus prevention or anything like that. I think it's just meant to be creepy.
It is creepy. Whoa. Would you do wear one?
What would I do with it?
You wear me, I wear you.
Okay. Sure, I'd do it. Why not?
That'd be kind of cool. officials in Forest Lake, Minnesota have been catching heat after people found out that they were planning to use COVID relief money to do what? To build a new clubhouse at a local golf course. Are you kidding me?
This money was given to the city to help us get through a pandemic, not to enhance and improve city facilities.
It's appalling. It really, really is.
All of us are just like... really? This is what we're going to waste our money on?
We have an opportunity to pull that back and what is it, golf and mulligan, right? We got this wrong. This should not have been a use of CARES Act.
Yeah. What the heck?
We've heard about that a few times. People spending their money on like cars and ridiculous.
And it was for the city. what you going to do? What you going to do? All right. Yeah. That's it. I can't handle anymore. Coming up, we have Fun Facts. It's Brock and Marcy, Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the Morning, Star 101.5. Happy Friday to you. Hey, coming up, we got that joke of the day from Brimley that ends with me saying, I don't get it. So we'll probably get a lot of texts and calls for that.
See if I get it.
I don't get it. What do you do when you basically show your significant other what you want for the holidays, but they don't get it for you? Buy it for yourself. That's what a lot of people are saying. Just buy it for yourself.
And most people do.
Yeah. That was on our fan page. Let me look on our actual page here. Getting a lot of different answers.
I would be curious, like, how many people that are in, like, long-term relationships or they're married for several years still do this kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Still exchange.
What? I think a lot of people exchange. My parents still exchange.
That's why I'm asking. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just wondering how many still do, because I know we don't.
Yeah, Mirandy says this is the first year we both just put in our Amazon cart what we wanted. One click of a button, Merry Christmas. But hey, I don't like the... So my whole thing with gift giving is I like the element of surprise. So if I told you what I wanted, exactly what I wanted, and you got it for me, I'll just get it myself. I want to be surprised with something.
Yeah, but that's exactly what you do with Brimley.
Yeah.
You guys have her build a list and what Santa.
But she doesn't know what she's going to get because she puts tons of stuff
like
in it.
It's like a wedding registry. You're literally just going to buy what we told you to get us.
But I didn't get her everything and I added some stuff into that list. Get off my back. I'll do what I want.
I do what I want.
All right, let us know, 303-2083, what you think. Let's get to, what is today, Marcy?
The 18th?
No, this is an interesting day. Answer the phone like Buddy the Elf Day.
I know a guy that did that.
Let's try that. Ring, ring, ring. You're answering it.
Oh.
Ring.
Hello?
It's not like Buddy the Elf.
Am I? Oh, I'm Buddy.
You're Buddy. Ring.
Hello, Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
There you go.
Is that what he says?
Sound like that, yeah. Arabic Language Day, Baked Cookies Day, Flake Appreciation Day, National Twin Day, International Migrants Day, National Roast Suckling Pig Day,
ugh.
National Ham Salad Day, National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day. Okay.
No thanks.
National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. I had a dream last night that I found all my ugly Christmas sweaters.
Oh, they've got to be there somewhere.
Somewhere. And Underdog Day. Okay. So a day to celebrate you, Marcy. The design of Apple's earbuds were inspired by the look of the stormtroopers in Star Wars.
Oh, I see.
Interesting. You've promised that you won't use Apple Music app to make nuclear or chemical weapons, and you don't even realize it. There's a line in the terms and conditions you agreed to that prohibits it. I shouldn't have signed that. I'm in the process of... I'm just kidding. Canadians are so polite that this is necessary. In Ontario, Canada, there's a law that says sorry is not an admission of guilt.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you do it? I'm sorry. How did they say it? Sorry? Your Who's Canadian it? Accent?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a Canadian sorry. Accent.
Before Hugo Boss, what about your pirate accent?
I only have
sorry.
Cartman or who's
sorry, pirate. Yeah. Before Hugo Boss became an international fashion company, they made uniforms for the Nazis. No one knew until 1997 when the company showed up on a list of Swiss bank accounts. And the company admits their Nazi ties. You know what? They were just trying to create fashion. Just for the wrong people.
That's it. That was innocent. Yeah.
And finally, Americans always picture Godzilla being green, but in the Japanese movies, he was never green. He was always charcoal gray. Charcoal gray.
It's more scary if you make him green.
I guess. All bad guys are green, right?
Sure.
Or having a green element. And that's the truth in Disney movies.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. They all have a green hue. Yep. Fun facts coming up. 7 a.m. challenge. And our guest has arrived, Marcy. Our guest is here. We'll talk to him coming up.
What day is today?
Friday.
Weekend is almost here.
Any idea how much longer?
Yeah, just a few more hours.
A few more hours.
What's your rush?
Yeah, I don't want to go to work.
Who does?
It's definitely not me.
Well, maybe you've been definitely not me.
Because
I'm ready to party.
How about you?
Okay, you've convinced me.
Ready to party or what?
I've never been ready for anything more in my entire life.
Well, that settles it.
Party time!
Party time. Let's go.
I'm ready to party. It's Brock and Marcy here. Star 101.5 Friday edition of the show. Help me, Marcy, understand this joke.
Hey, it's Brimley. It's time for your holiday joke of the day.
Why wouldn't the parakeet buy his girlfriend a Christmas present?
I don't know. Why?
Because he was cheap.
Because it was cheap.
I get that.
Didn't have a lot of money.
I know that.
Okay, let's
doesn't make sense though.
Okay, let's do it.
Parakeets
cheap. Like cheap, cheap, cheap.
Is that what it meant?
Do they cheap? I didn't think they cheap.
Mike, what do you think?
Well, they're not cheap.
First off, Mike Kuhn from Kuhn Saloon in the studio with us. I don't understand that joke because he's cheap. Maybe she meant to say chirp. I don't get it.
What
do parakeets sound like? Do they chirp, 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 chirp?
I thought they talk.
I don't know. No, it wasn't a funny joke, though. She tried to explain, because he doesn't have a lot of money.
It would have been funny if we knew for sure that a parakeet.
Keith, yeah.
Cheeps.
I don't know.
Cheeps.
Chirps. All right, moving right along. Mike Kuhn from Kuhn Saloon is in studio with us. And I hit up my good friend Mike. We work a lot of weddings and events together. And I said, what are some great holiday drinks that we could have? And he came up with a list, which I'm going to post on our social.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make these at home. And throughout the show, he's going to be sharing these drinks and we're going to do some tasting. So
okay, you're going to post all of the ingredients and everything? Oh, yep. I'm excited. So excited.
So you can make them at home. So how you doing, Mike?
Excellent.
How's it going? Doing well. Doing well. Glad you got to come in studio. So Mike was on my podcast, I Do IQ, at a different studio. Now he gets to sit on this nice couch, relax, have some fun. And how busy have you been this holiday season?
Not as busy as in the past.
Not as busy, right. Normally, we're both doing Christmas parties almost every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
How many Christmas parties have you been a part of this year?
I had one tomorrow that canceled on me.
Oh,
that's it.
You want to call him out? No. Listen here. Party of blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Fun times. Well, we're going to make some drinks here in a few minutes. Mike, right now, let's play a game. Marcy, what do you got for us?
Oh,
if you don't have a game, I'll play a game. I got a game for you.
I do have a game, but it's totally up to you.
Let's do my game instead.
Okay.
All right. This is between you and Marcy. If you know the answer, you got to say it. This is Santa's subtitles. We played this yesterday with a contestant that won a prize. But I will give you the plot of a movie. And if you know it, you say the name of the movie. Okay? For instance, what about... Tom gave Kate his heart.
Oh.
Tom, it's a movie that came out last year. All holiday movies.
Oh.
That one's called Last Christmas. You may not have seen that one.
No.
All right. Jack is bored and decides to look beyond his village.
Jack.
Jack and the Giant Peach.
No, these are holiday movies. That would be the right answer, too, but The Nightmare Before Christmas. All right, what about this one? The boy who receives Santa's first gift of the year. What movie?
I have no
idea.
It's
animated. Your kids probably love it. The
Polar Express?
That is correct.
Oh. There yes! we go.
Sometimes visiting parents for Christmas is better than jetting off to Fiji. One of my favorites.
Meatballers.
No. What? That's not a holiday movie.
I don't know.
Four Christmases. You guys suck at this.
I didn't like that one.
All right. What about a canceled Christmas bonus causes chaos?
Oh.
Family Christmas Vacation.
That is correct. Mike's on the board. What happens when Santa forgets a child's bike? Another animated movie. Arthur Christmas. All right. A Christmas exchange leads to love. Jack Black is in this.
Ooh, how old is it?
10 years old? Jude Law is in this. Cameron Diaz is in this. Kate Winslet is in this. The Holiday.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. Outcast because of a Christmas cruise.
I don't know these.
Christmas with the Cranks. You guys watch Christmas movies?
Not these. How old is your kid?
How to gain 30 pounds in a single day. Christmas
How
movie.
Old is it?
Tim Allen.
Oh, the Santa Claus. Okay. Jeez. I did just watch that.
I'll give you one more. Searching for My Lost Father.
Elf.
I had to give it something that was easy. Oh my God.
Wait, do you want to do mine now?
Sure.
Okay. All right. This is going to be easy for you. Ready?
How many questions are there?
As many as you want.
Okay, we'll do that coming up. It's Brock and Marcy, Dirty on 30 on the way. Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the morning, Star 101.5. Good morning. We're 30 minutes away from 80s to 8, 1 hour away from Free Movie Friday. So listen for the cue to call to win. So Mike is here with Mike Saloon, Raccoon Saloon, mobile bar service. And he just went downstairs to make the first drink. Okay. So he has a list of like two or three that he's going to be making, which I'm super pumped about. And we'll get him to talk about that. But he's down there with Ashton. They're making the drinks and...
Super excited.
It's going to be fun. We're also doing our trending thread this morning. What do you do when you basically show your significant other what you want for the holidays, but they still don't buy it for you? Let's see. Whitney says, agree to stop getting each other gifts. LOL. It's just less stressful that way. Mm-hmm. We choose to focus on the kids. And then as a family, we love to volunteer and participate in programs like Angel Tree. Yeah. You know what?
Oh.
Angel Tree and what is Operation Crud? I forgot. They're still doing the thing at the mall, Pinnacle Mall.
Okay.
Where you get an angel for the tree, and then you can get your gifts wrapped. They're doing it again this year. I did find it out.
Good.
But it's
good.
Operation. I have to look it up.
What's it about?
It's has to do with veterans or. God, don't put me on the spot like that.
I'm trying to Google it. Yeah. I'm getting ready to do a angel on the tree. We had someone in my neighborhood is a teacher, and they have a high level of poverty. And so she's like, we have three more kids left. And like everyone is coming out saying, we'll do it.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's exciting. Dirty on the 30, brought to you by the Grease Pig.
Okay, go for it.
We'll kick off talking about yesterday. We played the recording of Tom Cruise going off on the crew of
Mission. But for good reason.
Impossible movie, yes. Yeah. So what happened was basically there's COVID guidelines. We don't know exactly who was doing what, but they were breaking the rules and Tom went off. Like, we played the audio. Yeah, he did have good reason. He was basically saying, we get to work. People are losing their homes. You know, don't take away jobs, that kind of thing. So George Clooney is weighing in when he was asked what he thought about the whole thing. He said he didn't overreact because it is a problem. I have a friend who's an AD on another TV show who just had the almost exact thing happen with not quite as far out a response. He said, I understand why he did it. He's not wrong at all about that. You know, I don't know why I would have done it quite that personally, but I don't know all the circumstances. So maybe he had it 10 or 15 times before.
Yep.
So maybe he was so passionate about it because that's not the first time he's had to say anything or say something. So that was George Clooney, but other people are weighing in saying things like, well, okay, I get it, but he didn't have to power trip. He didn't have to publicly embarrass. He didn't publicly embarrass. I would say someone else recorded that.
Yeah, he didn't do that.
Yeah, he did.
That was not meant for anybody to see.
Right. Like, most likely, he said a few things, someone whipped out their phone and started recording, and that's how we got it. So, yeah, a lot of people are weighing in that way, just saying the way he said it. But again, you don't know what the circumstances were that led to that moment, and like, we've all kind of said the same thing. He's not wrong. HBO Max officially coming to Roku, if you're a fan. They've had some hangups, so they just came to Fire Stick like a month or two ago. Now they're finally making a deal with Roku, so that's good news for you guys. Brittany, she's been in the news a lot lately, and now for her new look, she chopped her hair off.
Did she really? Huh? Not like the one back in, what, 2007?
2008, yeah. Not shaving it. It seems like a controlled cut.
Okay.
It's now like a shoulder length.
Oh, that was awesome back when she did that.
I got a
Britney wig, which was just a bald cap. And I walked around and I held up her picture. And I said, who looks better, Britney or me with bald head?
She
looked crazy.
And I hope that you guys like Kelly Clarkson because she's sticking around. Her talk show has really been wildly successful for a brand new talk show.
Uh-huh.
And it was just renewed through 2023 with NBC. So,
well, good for her.
Exciting for that. Did I mention this yesterday? Rachel Lee Cook's going to be signing on for the new He's All That remake.
No.
So She's All That from the 90s coming back, but it's He's All That. So... That is in the works. That's the Dirty on the 30 brought to you by the Grease Pig.
All right, Mike just walked in back into the studio and he's holding a drink. We're going to taste that and get to happy news coming up. It's Brock and Marcy, Star 101.5.
Brock and Marcy, Star 101.5.
Good morning. Welcome to the holiday show. We are one hour away. No, not 1 hour. I meant 1 week away from Christmas.
Hey, speaking of that, let me just insert something real quick. If you missed it yesterday, the Jingle Bell Rock was found.
It was.
So
yep.
That's why we didn't have a clue for you at 8:10. But we did announce it and talk to the winner, Kelly, yesterday from Fayetteville. So we want to congratulate her. It was at Puppy Creek for anybody. I'm seeing a lot of people saying, oh, thank goodness I wasn't even close to there. So they don't feel so bad about not being the one to find it. But yeah, it was at Puppy Creek. And we want to thank our sponsors once again. First National. National Bank, Sam's Furniture, R&R Tire Express, Rejuvenated Med Spa, and Swift's Jewelry. Hey,
and
more details on our socials.
Now I think my drink is cold after all that talk.
It's a warm drink?
Yes. Yeah, so Mike, what is this drink you have made for us? This beautiful, smell good holiday drink. It smells like cider.
It is cider. It's the cider we took and we brought it up to about a simmer, just a little higher than the simmer to put in the press pot.
Okay.
So that we could transport it.
And then what's in it? Just cider and?
It's cider, which is apple, obviously. Uh-huh. And then we've got some apple Crown Royal in it because it just vanishes into the,
ooh,
the hot.
Yeah,
I can't see the Crown Royal in there. So I'm going to taste this, Marcy.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
And I'll be honest with you.
I love it when it touches my lip.
Those are things that I don't really like personally. But
woo!
How is it?
I'm ready to party. Whoa. Ashton, what do you think?
I think I'm going to start my day like this every day.
And
this
is
an Ashton kind of drink.
And that is what you call an alcohol problem.
It's so good. It's so good.
She's going to wake up with an IV, an ashaholic, with an IV in her arm. This is so good. So is this a drink that you serve at a lot of holiday parties?
It has been since I kind of stumbled across it. We were doing a New Year's Eve party a few years ago, and they had stockpiles of Crown, and they also had this fancy copper urn full of cider, and I was like, I wonder.
So oh, you just made it up.
So I just went over and said, hey, give me some of that Crown in here. And then I put the cider on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it vanishes.
Ooh. So the recipe is on our social. It's a 1.5 ounce to 2 ounce apple Crown, 6 to 8 ounces of hot apple cider, can be garnished with a cinnamon stick, and this drink will warm you up and get the circulation flowing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm not much for warm cocktails, but that sounds perfect for
it is delish.
Just like a Christmas, a holiday drink.
It is. Ashton just ran out of the room. She is running up and down the halls. She is ready to party.
I am not.
She is ready to party. Happy news here. Do either of you have any happy news that you want to share? Yes? No?
It's a week till Christmas.
It's a week till Christmas. And you're hanging out with me. That's my happy news is I get to hang out with Mike this morning.
Aww.
And get Ash and Slosh.
yes.
So we've been talking about the monolith. Here's our favorite monolith so far. A guy in Utah put one in his front yard just to get a laugh out of his wife who is fighting cancer. So he's doing it for her health. Check out the audio of this.
She's right in the middle of all of it right now. And this is just part of the things I do to try to keep everybody laughing. She's the real one that's super positive, so I'm just glad she didn't say no. If it's like the rest of them, somebody will either steal it in the next 24 hours, or I'll probably leave it up for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, just 2 weeks. Just gonna leave it up for 2 weeks. This is cool. A woman in Maryland left two waitresses a 2020 tip, exactly $2,020 to split between them.
Ended up tipping us $2,020 before we even like had a chance to thank her. She was ready like out the door.
She was like, we got to double check this because of course sometimes, you know, the dot's in the wrong place.
And I think she has a little good sense of humor rating 2020 as well. It's probably the only positive 2020 that we'll have this entire year.
I would like give her the biggest hug and just like thank her and be like, I'm so immensely grateful. And you know, there aren't like enough words to explain like how much that's helped me.
That's awesome. 2020. Very cool. Hey, a 107-year-old woman in Minnesota named Tilly.
Oh, that's my story.
Then read it. Go for it. I got an audio clip.
Okay, I love this. I mean, we're over here whining about this pandemic. This is her third Tilly typing at the age of 103.
Only third time's a charm.
Exactly. Well, she just beat COVID, and the only symptom she said she really had was fatigue. So she's recovered and back to her infectious laugh, according to the community home where she lives.
That's cool. Here's a clip.
My folks got sick, and they were in bed, and I went up and down the middle of the bed, and finally my dad says, "Can't you find another place to run?"
I tried to call her Saturday morning and she didn't answer. I called all day and I called the nurse and they said, "Well, she's sleeping." Well, she was sleeping all day. We were really concerned and thought, well, this is probably it.
I didn't know I had it.
They said, well, she doesn't have a fever, but she just slept.
I thought, well, if the time has come that I have to leave, then I'll go, but it's still here.
Don't older people like that sleep a lot in general? Isn't that a thing? They just like to sleep because they're ready to go?
I think so.
Yeah. The superintendent of a school district in West Virginia canceled all classes yesterday so the kids could go outside and play in the snow for the first time of the year. He said everyone needed a break and told them to go build a snowman.
That must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found.
Yeah, go build a snowman. And finally, a guy in Houston saw a homeless man holding up a sign that said he was trying to get back to Alabama, so he stopped to give him $5, found out he was trying to get home to see his family, and offered to buy him a bus ticket. Now the video is going viral because of how happy the guy is when he finds out that he's going home.
Why you want to go to Alabama?
I'm trying to get home to Mobile to my family for Christmas.
You want to go back to Alabama?
I want to go back to Alabama.
What's your name?
My name's Doug Sell.
Doug, I can't give you any money, but I'll buy you bus ticket if you want.
Yeah, it's $5 back, and I'm telling you you're gonna give me a bus ride home, and I'll get on my hands, please.
Hey, that's all right. Do you want to go home?
That's awesome.
I want to go home.
Let's go, brother. Let's go.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, let's go.
What?
Going back home.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. All right, happy news there. Hey, coming up, we got 80s and 8. What's your favorite 80s song, Mike?
God, there's so many.
Great answer. Coming up, we'll try
answer.
To play
we'll
one
play
of them.
It.
Star 101.5.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's been a long week.
What do you got planned for the weekend?
Not a thing.
What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to stay home.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Are you mocking me?
I said they 10-4.
Oh, really?
What are your plans?
We're going to party like it's 1999.
Okay. We need to look at a calendar.
No, we don't.
I need a drink. Where's the booze?
Let the party begin.
It's showtime.
The booze is right here because we got Coon Saloon in studio, mobile bar service. And right now we have the first drink he made for us was a spiked cider. Oh, toasty apple cider with apple crown. Ashton's loving it. She's on her fourth.
Ashton, you do drink whiskey, right?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do you think? What is your opinion on this?
It's delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a new favorite.
Good. She loves it.
So the recipe's up on our website.
You know what I found out about Ashton? Every drink that she has, she says it's her new favorite. Do we need to have a talk or an intervention or something? I'm a little worried.
Favorite for that day of drinking.
Yeah. Oh, this is my favorite. It reminds me of Meredith from The Office. She just loves everything.
Great.
Loves it.
Thanks for comparing me to Meredith. Uh-huh. I appreciate
who
that.
Is an alcoholic. Hey, what do you do when you basically show your significant other what you want for the holidays and they still don't buy it for you? What do you do? Mike, what do you think?
I mean, ultimately, it's a gift from them, so you can't really throw a fit about it.
Oh, you can, but do you throw a fit? Just take back the gift that they got you and get what you really want.
I have done that for like the last 3 years.
Ashton, walk lightly, tread lightly.
I don't know. I think if I really wanted something, I'd make it pretty clear. So, and I haven't done that this year.
Like me. Hey, we, Marcy, this is fun. We went to eat with her family at Big Orange the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, let's go into Game Exchange. Not to get a game, but I know that they have Funko Pops. Oh. And they do exclusive office ones from time to time. So we went in there. They didn't have any, but they do have small mystery office Funko Pops. And I'm like, oh, crap, they're sold out. They're all out of them.
Yeah.
Nope, we found two of them. Two.
Oh.
The mini ones.
Mystery.
And, yeah, because you don't know what you're getting.
Like, it could be any character from anything. Oh.
From The Office.
Oh, from The Office, okay.
So it's like the kids stuff where they're the mystery bags and you're, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
So we got Kelly and Pam. Those are the two that we got.
Okay, those are good ones.
I could do without Kelly. I wanted like a Michael or a Dwight or a Jim.
You have them.
But these are small ones. These are different.
God. You can't even have Kelly in a small size.
They're a different. You want to see what they look like?
Yeah.
Here, I'll show you. Hold on. Okay. Let me move my mic here.
While you do that, I have a question for Ashton. Where do I find Pokemon stuff in a store? You have boys.
Yeah. There's cute. A section at Target towards the front that has a bunch of cards. So I think there would be Pokemon cards there.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, wait a second. You're welcome. Are you looking for Pokemon cards?
Yes.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
So, this is interesting. My new best friend, should I say his name on the air? I won't say his name, but he might be on the show sometime. We were talking. He is the number one, like, he is the main salesman of Pokemon cards in the country.
What?
So
weird.
He works with the company in... The stuff that you'll end up buying at Target and Walmart,
yeah,
he brings those in. Like he's his company creates the Pokemon stuff, and he got into the business because of his son who was 8 at the time. Said, "Dad, you need to do Pokemon cards." He's like, "What?" And so he goes, "I'll do it if you help me." And his son helped him, and his son's like 10 or 12 now, and they're the top Pokemon
distributor.
In the country.
That's so random.
And here's what he said. If you ever need Pokemon cards, I got a ton of them.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. His name's Jesse. I'll say his name. His name's Jesse.
I need a hookup because my son has decided he wants Pokemon.
You have Pokemon cards?
Yeah.
And I'll message him right now.
Amazon, if anybody out there is into Pokemon or your kids, unless you want to spend a ton on the huge packs, they're out of stock. So you can't get them before Christmas. Maybe Target, since Ashton just gave us
Message him right now and find out what he's got.
Okay.
I'll tell him your situation.
Thanks. Look at that. Oh, I love it.
That's service. What I have friends in high places, baby. Friends in high places. All right, what do you got for birthdays?
Thanks, Ashton, too, though.
You're welcome.
Let's rock your birthday with Swift's Jewelry. So get him in at star1015fm.com. We have... And Rick's Bakery, by the way. We have a ton of celebrities celebrating. Ron White is 64. Steven Spielberg, 74. Stone Cold Steve Austin, 56. Angie Stone is 59. Bunch of artists. Sia, 45. Keith Richards, 77. DMX is 50. Yeah. Christina Aguilera, the big 4-0 today. Brad Pitt is 57. Ray Liotta, 66. Katie Holmes, 42. Rachel Griffiths, 52, and Ashley Benson is 31. Ugh, a lot of birthdays. What do you have locally?
Birthdays. Lyndon Hogan, Mariah Sandoval, Sherry Lim, Rachel Smith, Becca Subert, Lucas Zeman, Cheryl Roth, Belinda Williams, James Carroll, Joel Ellis, Taylor Galbraith, Casey Wilbur, Nick Short, and that is it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm
messaging
birthday.
Him right now. So, your son wants Pokemon cards for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a book, but I ordered the book.
Do you have any lying around? There we go. Just sent. I'll let you know what he says.
Thanks.
Coming up, what time is it? Oh, we just kicked off 80s at 8. So, more great 80s music coming up and Free Movie Friday in less than 20, Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the morning, Star 101.5. Free Movie Friday. Who wants to win?
303-2083, a pair of Malco passes and a gift card to Tzatziki's.
Yes, if you want to win, give us a shout now. 303-2083. Caller number 5 will win. We got Mike from Coon Saloon Mobile Bar Service in the studio with us. How long have you been doing this, Mike? Doing the bartending?
As it being my company, this is our fifth year.
Fifth year?
Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
Well, it's starting the sixth year, about 2 months. But I've actually done it for about 12 years. I started off working with a lot of the local caterers.
Uh-huh.
And one in particular was like, hey, I need somebody that can bartend. Can you bartend? And I was like, I can drink. So.
And, of course I can.
And it just kind of spiraled upwards from there.
Yeah. And you've been doing it ever since. We work together a lot, and you always have amazing drinks. That's why I asked you to come in today. And this first one, he's making holiday drinks this morning. This first one is a hot apple cider that's spiked, a spiked cider that is freaking delicious with Apple Crown. And what are you going to make for the next one?
The next one, since you have some dietary concerns.
Yeah, I'm a loser.
We're going to do your vegan hot cocoa.
Ooh.
And since I can't put rum chata in yours uh-huh. because of the milk,
yeah,
we're just going to give some vodka.
Okay. And for Ashton, you're just going to do regular for her?
Ashton's going to get to have the rum chata.
Oh. Nice. All right, so Marcy, you're missing out on this morning. But you guys head downstairs while we do the dirty on the 30 because I want... And is your cup empty, Ashton? Oh, my gosh. You want mine, too? Gee, many Christmas. Hope you don't have to work today.
Good for her.
All right, dirty on the 30. Brought to you by the Gorgies.
All right, so let's get
They're
to it.
They're headed downstairs.
Okay. We talked yesterday about Tom Cruise going off on the crew on the Mission Impossible staff. So they're filming right now. And I guess people were breaking COVID rules. They don't really detail what exactly led to him going off on them. But he did. Someone captured it. We played that audio for you. He was very passionate and very upset and made some very good points, too.
He did.
So, yeah. I don't know that he was out of line with his sentiment there and trying to just make sure people realize how important it is to follow those guidelines. So now some people are weighing in. George Clooney said, well, I don't know if I would have made it that personal. Or handled it exactly that way. But yeah, he didn't overreact because it is a problem.
He would probably, you know what? He was just fed up. He was fed up.
I mean, we don't know if that was the first time someone broke a rule or if it was the fourth time.
Right.
It sounded like the fourth time, but then again, it's Tom Cruise. So other people are weighing in now saying that that was kind of more of a power trip. And they were publicly embarrassed, which that's not really the case. He didn't film himself and then post it. Someone else did. So, I mean, Leah Remini, you know, she does the Scientology thing and she talks about his power plays in that documentary. So it's not a surprise that that's how he reacted. But at least in this case, he's not wrong. And I doubt anybody's going to break those guidelines again after that.
Exactly. He had great points. So I'm on his side on this one.
Britney Spears chopped her hair off. She has just continued to be in the news. And now she's, you know, seemed like something she willingly did, not because of anyone making her. And she posted a picture and she said, just time for a new look, basically.
Do your best impersonation of her saying she chopped her hair off.
I got no impersonation of Britney. I would never.
Hey, guys, I decided to chop my hair off and I just wanted to chop it off because, you know, it was just too long and I just wanted Britney. Something new and different.
The five things you need to take to the beach are...
I just wanted to chop my hair off. I mean...
So, Courtney Love actually weighing in on Britney's conservatorship, basically saying that she's screwed. In other words, because she's been there. She's been down that path before. And she said she was successful at blocking some people. But that's just because, you know, she chanted a lot is what she says. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Like that, like Rudy, that
Something
type of
like
chanting
that.
Or
probably a little bit more vulgar.
Okay.
The Kelly Clarkson show was just signed by NBC for several more years. So she's on for at least until 2023. Her show really has done very well for a brand new show ever since it started. So we're glad for her. She's got some tough personal things going on, so it's nice to have some professional wins. And Rachel Lee Cook is going to star in the reboot to She's All That from the 90s, but it's going to be called He's All That. And of course, she'll be playing the parent to the person who is, you know, whatever she was back in the 90s.
Yep.
That's the Dirty on the 30 brought to you by the Grease.
I just saw this on social. Dustin got his tractor.
Oh, and how's that tractor doing?
She thinks my tractor sexy. Hey, we're looking for call number 5 for Free Movie Friday. Give us a call now, 303-2083. We'll get a winner in just a few. Plus, the next holiday drink, Mike and Ashton are making it right now. If it makes it up here, I'll be lucky. I'll be lucky. Brock and Marcy in the morning on Star 101.5. Yeah. Good morning to you. Rocking and rolling here.
Ooh, I like that.
Little holiday background.
Did you mix that?
No, I found it online. Good though, right?
Just say yes.
Yo, here we go. Well, it's the holidays on Star 101. I couldn't get five in there. I'm out. I'm out. Ashton, your turn. You try to rap. You know how to rap.
I know. I'm good.
There's some up in here. There's some up in here. Ho, ho, ho.
Jumping.
There we go. It's a merry, merry Christmas in NWA. Jingle Bell Rock was found the other day. Now we're partying here on 101.5. Brock and Marcy and the... I lost it.
Oh!
Say Brock and Marcy is live.
And we're live. Marcy. That doesn't work.
It's almost straight out of 8 Mile right there.
Coot Saloon and Studio Mobile Bar Service. And you just came up here with something that smells super holiday-ish. What do we got?
So in this case, we've got hot cocoa.
Okay.
And for you, we've got the vegan hot cocoa, which I did not know Swiss Miss made.
Uh-huh.
And since we can put rum chata in it because it contains milk.
Yeah.
I just put vodka in yours.
Okay. And,
I tried it. It's good.
You helped him, but I don't see any marshmallows in this.
Just drink up.
This is nothing like Markham and Fitz. Where's that homemade marshmallow?
I promise you'll like Ashton. It. I promise you'll like it.
All right. And then what is in hers? Hers is the normal one that
hers
was made.
Hers has got the rum chata in it. So okay. You've got the milk, spice, cinnamon, vanilla.
Ooh. Do you like yours?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you got left?
A whole cup.
Whatever.
Thank you.
She's like, put a couple ice cubes in mine so I can just suck it down. All right, here we go. Merry Christmas! Woo! Frank the Tank. Frank the.
I'm loving this combination. I'm not tasting it, but I like the sounds of that kind of a drink.
So good. And once creamy. Again, these. Oh, it's super creamy. These recipes are on our Facebook at Brock and Marcy. Woo! I'm ready to have America. Do you like eggnog?
I do.
I love me some eggnog. I did buy some vegan eggnog.
Really?
Yesterday at Whole Foods, so it's down there. It's really good, Ashton.
I'll have to try it.
Yeah. Also, Marcy, check this out. Mm-hmm. I went to Whole Foods the other day, and you know how I like those vegan hams, vegan turkeys?
Mm-hmm.
They were on super blowout sale.
Uh-oh.
And so I bought them out.
Oh, my
God. Like 10 hams, like 12 turkeys.
Hey, stick them in the freezer.
They're all frozen, yeah, for next year. Normally, those things are like 15, 20 bucks. Mm-hmm. I paid like $5 for them.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Bought them out, and they only have them once a year. And Brimley, one of her favorite things is vegan ham.
Oh.
So, there we go. All right, you got a game for us, right, Marcy?
Win. Yeah, say some more things real quick because it just froze up on me.
Say, I got a game for us if we want to play my game instead.
What is it?
This is called Can You Guess the Christmas Movie?
Oh, the same one?
Different version.
Okay.
Different. This is based off of quotes from the movie. Okay?
That's like the same thing I was going to play.
Well, mine's better. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, if you know the answer, Ashton, Mike, Marcy, you're all playing against each other. First one to five wins, okay? You'll shoot your eye out.
Christmas Story.
Got it. Marcy is talking to somebody off the air, so she can't get the points. We try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup. Boom. 1-1. Marcy is not even paying attention.
I'm so sorry. Other things going on.
Do they know we're doing a show?
It doesn't matter.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. And when I wake up, I'm getting a CAT scan. Did you hear that?
I don't know that one. Yeah, I heard it.
I don't know it either.
The Santa Claus.
And that's my favorite.
Apparently not. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Miracle on 34th Street.
It's a Wonderful Life.
That is correct. It's good luck, you know. What is getting pooed on by a bird? You've seen this movie. They haven't.
Really?
Yeah. Last Christmas. And they'll feast. They'll eat their who pudding and rare the who but roast beef.
The Grinch?
That's correct. Where are you guys? Mike and Ed and Marcy.
I'm pulling up my game because
there's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. The Nightmare Before Christmas. Kids are scared of the dark. Kids are scared of the dark.
That's not Nightmare Before Christmas.
Kids are scared of the dark.
No idea.
Home Alone. It's not going in our yard. It's going in our living room.
Christmas Vacation.
Hey! You gotta be quicker, Mike. Better fix that hole in your pocket. Animated. Marcy's just sitting there like...
I don't know. I'm looking at you. I don't know that. Don't
Polar
know
Express. Anything. Polar Express.
Yeah.
You can't spell lies without families.
Oh, dang.
We just we watched this.
Watched it, funny. But I don't know.
Die Hard.
Is Come it on. Christmas Vacation?
Four Christmases.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. And finally, let's see here. The worst thing that happened to me was on Christmas. Gremlins.
I wouldn't have known that.
You guys have...
That's like the third time we've played that game, isn't it?
No, it's different. These are Christmas it's quotes.
Very similar.
Oh my God. Do you have a game?
I do. Do you want to play mine?
Nope, don't. All right. We'll play your game coming up. Sprock okay. and Marcy, I got to drink some of this drink. Star 101.5, 90s and 9, kicking off next.
Hey, what day is it?
Friday.
Ooh, day.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
One thing's for sure, people take Friday very seriously.
Trust me, it's about to get serious.
Get serious.
Get serious.
Let's get serious here.
Seriously?
It's Friday.
Friday, it's time to party.
Who are you going with?
Who are you going with?
Just me, baby. Just me.
I'm having a me party. A party by myself.
It's showtime.
Good morning to you. We just kicked off 90s at 9. It is Brock and Marcy in the morning. Got a full house this morning with our diehards. We got Mike Kuhn here. Well, Dustin, where has he been? He's been hanging out on his tractor.
Tractor.
Yeah, he's been tractoring it up. And we got Ashton here, who is, I think she's fallen asleep. Passed out.
Two sheets to the wind.
Hey,
little early.
You see that Seth MacFarlane is developing a reboot of Revenge of the Nerds?
No.
Starring Keith and Kenny Lucas, the identical twin brothers from 22 Jump Street. It's a contemporary reimagining. Did you ever watch that movie back in the day? Any of you?
No.
Oh. Mike, you watched it. Marcy, you never watched it?
No. I mean, I might have, but I don't remember.
Revenge of the Nerds? What? You liked that, Mike, didn't you?
Dude, we wore the VHS tape out.
Yeah, because it hit too close to home?
No, I lived out in the woods.
That was a little joker there. Did you see that they're developing a Night Court sequel as well?
I think we talked about that a while back.
Yeah. You know, Night
Court. I did watch that.
Are you ever a fan of that, Mike?
Yeah. If they do it without John Larroquette, I'm out.
He won't be in it. There's no way.
Who's the bald guy?
No. John Larroquette is returning as attorney Dan Fielding. John Larroquette is going to be on the show. Originally, star Harry Anderson died in 2018, so he can't be on the show, obviously. So the show will be about the character's daughter, who's also a Night Court judge. That was never one of my favorite shows, but it's kind of interesting, right?
I watched it. Mm-hmm.
Are you even a part of the show this morning, Marcy? Or
I just said I watched it.
But in a way that you're like, I'm barely paying
attention. I've seen it. No, I've seen that. I just asked if the tall, bald guy was going to be there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think Martin Mull died. So.
No, I think he'll be alive. All right, what's our game now, Marcy? What do you got for us?
Okay, this is super easy, so whoever knows the answer should just yell it out. I'm going to give you the synopsis to a TV show Christmas episode.
Okay.
And you have to say what the
like
the show was, okay? All right, here we go. The party planning committee feuds resulted
in The Office.
In two rival Christmas bashes.
The Office.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was the episode of the party planning committee versus...
At Yuletide...
Go ahead.
Okay. At Yuletide, JD videotapes a baby's birth. Turk sees an onslaught of patients in a scene set to a MacGrabe choral reworking of The 12 Days of Christmas.
Scrubs.
I bet you guys haven't seen this show. Scrubs! Yes!
Wow.
Good job. Ray gives Deborah cookware for Christmas with an ulterior motive in mind.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
There you go.
That's right. Kramer returns to work after his 12-year strike is settled. Yes. Phil and Claire promise a blue Christmas
for
their kids
family.
Unless they come clean
That's
about a recent.
Said.
Yeah. It's Christmas, but Archie's not feeling festive because an error on the job resulted in him losing
all in
a
the family?
Bonus. Yeah.
Archie Bunker, yeah.
They're dreaming of Christmas in Colorado, but their mood turns blue when they get snowed in at an airport en route.
How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Full House.
Yes!
What? She's on the...
Nice.
This alcohol has really helped her with her memory. I'm all for it.
The gang attends Schmidt's holiday office party and Jess frets when she receives an expensive
new
gift.
New girl!
That's right. Coach Cutlip's workouts nearly crush holiday spirits, but there's magic when he moonlights as a store Santa. This is going way back.
Coach?
To the 80s. No.
Oh, is it the bald guy? That's the coach?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of it? Just the nine of us or something like that? Just the 10
of us?
Wonder
Years.
Oh, the Wonder Years. Oh. One more. Give us one more.
Okay. Ross plans Hanukkah fun
Friends.
For son Ben,
Friends.
Who has more interest in Christmas. Yes, the one with the holiday armadillo.
So I did
a, great
a new episode of I Do IQ with Amanda yesterday.
Yeah.
And she wore, I told her to wear some festive, and she wore her friend's t-shirt, and it's it said the one with the holiday armadillo on it.
Yay! Yeah. I love that episode.
Good times. Dirty on the 30 coming up. We're still getting blitzed over here with these amazing holiday drinks. Do you have any more to make?
No, I just thought I'd keep it short since you get a small window.
This works for me. Have you ever tried cider and hot chocolate at the same time, Marcy?
Let's see it. Go, go,
double
go,
fisted,
go.
Double fisted. Bronc and Marcy in the morning on Star 101.5. Good morning to you. Happy holidays. Welcome to the Bronc and Marcy Bar.
I am loving the music you're providing.
Bronc and Marcy Holiday Bar. Ashton's guzzling her... actually, where did you get that hat? She put on one of those hats where she put both drinks on each side, has a straw running down to her mouth. That is crazy.
That sounds like Ashton.
Did you bring that hat, Mike, or did she provide that on her own?
I keep a trunk full of them.
Oh, yeah. It does say Coon Saloon on the side. Bring those to the party, like a wedding, and have the bride and groom wear them as they're dancing so they can dance and not have to worry about holding their alcohol. Ooh, that would be fun. They have a chin strap. You can dance on the dance floor and not worry about holding your drink and just...
Oh, wait.
Take a sip of it. What?
And then have little clips on the side where your mask fits.
Ooh.
Onto.
Yeah.
So there's the straw has to be built into the mask, so like no air can get in, but the straw can get to your mouth.
This is an invention.
Yeah, it is. Just a thought.
With Pastor Mark Short, each and every Monday, Just a Thought podcast. Have you checked out my parents' podcast yet? Because they're going to be in town and they're going to ask you that.
I don't miss an episode.
You do
for the next
push
one.
Like on all the things on social.
Yeah.
Not that you actually listen, but you're a full supporter. So, all right, let's get to the Dirty of the 30 brought to you by the Grease Pig.
All right. So, Tom Cruise, yesterday we talked about the... the big rant that he went on over people on the Mission Impossible cast and crew not following COVID guidelines. And, you know, it was warranted. Like, he had great points, basically just saying, look, we get a chance to work when people are losing their homes. Don't ruin it. Don't cause people to lose their jobs. So his point was fine. It's just that he was very passionate about it.
How do you
it.
Feel
so
about he, this? You two. Oh, the,
have they heard
the
it?
The diehards. So he yelled, like, somebody recorded him. He's like... yelling very passionately. I don't have a clip of it right now, but saying if they didn't start following protocol, then
you're out. You're fired.
You're fired.
People are losing their houses.
Yeah,
people
go.
Are getting yeah, like
very
that.
Passionate.
I bet that didn't just come out of nowhere.
Exactly.
I'm sure he had conversations multiple times
well,
before. He
yeah,
just...
and he said, "I'm sick. You're not listening. I'm sick yeah. of like you know, no more excuses." But his thing was, people are losing their jobs. They're
right.
losing
yeah.
their homes. You know, all these people are relying on them to make money. And if you screw it up for everybody, I'm going to be ticked.
His intentions basically. Were pure.
Yeah. And then he said, if you do not join Scientology, I swear to God, I swear not to God, but to Baldazar or whatever the guy, the thing's name is. I swear that that spaceship will come down. Oh, and we will vaporize you.
Okay. Well, that part's not true, but people are weighing in now. George Clooney was asked his thoughts, and he said, you know, he didn't overreact because it is a problem. And I have people that have been in that position before. He said, I understand why he did it. He's not wrong, but I don't know if I would have done it that passionately or quite so personally. But he said, you know, I don't know. Maybe this is the 10th time he's had to say it. So,
were you worried, but other people... Were you worried that I would offend Scientologists who listen to the show?
I know, I just like the way you come up with things like that.
Well, guess
that.
What?
Just amazes me.
Baldazar is coming after you, Marcy. In that studio right now. That spaceship is coming.
Bring it on.
I don't really think any Scientologists listen to this show. How many Scientologists do you have in your life? Ashton, go.
Zero.
Mike, go.
Same, zero.
Marcy.
They could be closeted. I don't know.
That's true.
A closeted Scientologist? All right.
But some people are not so happy calling him, saying he was going on a power trip or publicly embarrassing people. I don't know.
He did not do it publicly.
He didn't.
He was talking to everybody.
Yeah, taped him. All right, moving on. Britney Spears chopped her hair off, so that's Britney news for you today. And the Kelly Clarkson show was signed on for a few more years, at least, or seasons. She'll be on at least till 2023. That show's done amazingly well for her. Yeah.
And did you see who won this last season of The Masked Singer?
No, I did not.
The Sun. The Sun won. And who was the character who was in The Sun?
I don't know.
My friend, Leanne Rimes.
Was it really?
Yeah, Leanne Rimes won The Masked Singer.
Oh, and your friend, because? Explain that.
We met at an event, and we talked, and we messaged back and forth, and she retweeted me on Twitter.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, she also is married to a guy who was married when she started dating him.
Well,
so, that was quality like friends you got there.
5 years ago.
Well.
I haven't talked to her since, but, you know, how can you be lovers if you can't be friends?
That's the Dirty on the 30 brought to you by Scientology. No, no, just kidding.
If you are a Scientologist, you can message us and let us know. So I'd like to talk more with you about that.
That's Brock at star1015fm.com. Leave me at
That's fine. Yeah. You worried the Scientologists are going to come get you?
I don't want to offend anybody.
Oh, geez. Oh, don't want to be offending anybody. Maybe it's the hot cocoa talking, but 90s and 9 continues after the break. Star 101.5. Brock and Marcy in the morning. Star 101.5. That is the Friday edition of the show. We are 1 week away from Christmas. And we hope you get out and get your Christmas presents if you haven't already. Are you guys done shopping? Ashton, you done shopping?
I am.
Mike, you done shopping?
Not at all.
Have you even started?
You know, a little.
Yeah. Gotta get finished. Hey, we've been talking our trending thread all morning. What do you do when you basically show your significant other what you want for the holidays and they still don't buy it for you? So many answers on our social. Kara says, about 7 years ago, my husband and I gave each other the gift of never buying presents for each other for any occasion again. It's been the best present. We don't worry about it. If we want to get each other something, we do, but there's absolutely no obligation or expectation. If we want something, we are grown and can buy it ourselves. I see no point in telling someone else to buy you something so specific. Doesn't that ruin the concept of a gift? That's a good point.
That is a really good point. Yeah.
For Christmas, we don't get anyone over the age of 18 anything unless we just want to. We focus on kids we love. I don't know. I just think people focus too much on the obligation of gift giving that they end up missing the point of it all. Oh, that's good. Mm. Michelle, you go out and buy it yourself. Cherie says, I literally have to screenshot everything I want with a picture of the item and the website or name of the store along with the price. Hey, us guys, we don't get it sometimes. So that's what you got
to
do. And then
you
Brett
like
says,
help.
This is the exact moment when you realize that you are very married. Good answer, Brett. Good answer. Everybody, thanks for joining our trending thread. Mike, we love you. You're the best. Thank you so much for coming in and making these holiday drinks.
Absolutely.
If you want a holiday drink made and you need a recipe, we posted those on our social at Brock and Marcy. You can get those. And there is a bonus one included. We have the cocoa with rum chata, spiked cider, spiked vegan cocoa, and a vegan Irish cream recipe.
So those are all hot, right? Is that correct?
Correct. The vegan Irish cream has coconut milk, vanilla extract, coffee, maple syrup, and whiskey. Ew. Oh. Ashton's eyes just got real big. And then she passed out again. So.
That poor girl.
It's barely, it's not even 10 yet, and she is blitzed.
Okay.
Tis the season, right, baby?
Yes, it is. Leave her alone. So. She's already home.
Wonder if they got a noon meeting we could go to. Hey, my name is Ashton.
Is she going to be up by then?
Probably not.
My name is Ashton. All right, what do you got going on today, Mike? What's happening for you this weekend and this holiday season?
Well, we... Like I said, the Christmas party.
Yeah, no Christmas party.
It's not going to happen tomorrow.
No.
For whoever this poor...
Did you hold a Christmas party for the Coon Saloon team?
I have decided not to do it this
Same
year.
Same here. And all other years. What about you, Ashton? What do you got?
We have the light show with Marcy on Sunday.
Yay!
Oh, I can't make it.
Will was probably more excited about it than I was when I explained it to him. I thought I might have to sell him, and he was like, no. Oh, that sounds cool.
He's a guy. Of course he's going to like it. What we're talking about, Coon, is they're doing a light show at 112 Drive-In, and it is a drone light show for the holidays. So we're going. We got our tickets, and it's going to be fun.
Nice.
And is that all we got this weekend? You're going to Conway.
Yeah, I'll be with family this weekend.
And I will be here partying. I got a wedding tomorrow night at the ballroom at I Street, so which is where Ashton and I met. So going back to our old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
I'll pour one out for her.
Thank you.
And then I'll catch it in another cup because I know she won't want me to waste it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Hey, congratulations once again to Kelly and her family for winning our Jingle Bell Rock and for all our prize sponsors, Sam's Furniture, Rejuvenated Med Spa, Swift's Jewelry, R&R Tire,
First National Bank.
Thank you guys so much. Great holiday season and so much fun to play that. All our listeners have been congratulating each other and saying we can't wait till next year.
If you want to see where it was hidden exactly, it was Puppy Creek, which again, this is why I don't play. Never heard of Puppy Creek.
You know where Puppy Creek is, don't you, Ashton?
I don't think
it's in Lowell.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
But if you want to see...
Nope.
If you...
I don't know where... Just look online.
If you want to see the exact map, you can go to our Facebook page.
Okay. Very cool. Thanks, everybody. Roe is coming up next. Tim's to follow. We'll be back here tomorrow with the Saturday edition of the show, but we got to finish this hot cocoa before it gets cold. Let's sing us out and get the Christmas shopping done. Now it's time to say goodbye.
To all our listeners.
D-R-O.
Only till tomorrow.
C-K and?
M-A-R.
C-I. Merry Christmas.
Hey, it's Brock and Marcy in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to the Brock and Marcy Replay Podcast.
Make sure to listen to Brock and Marcy every weekday morning from 6 to 10 on Star 101.5, or you can find us on the TuneIn app.